Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You were wondering what day it was. You were just laying there in bed. What day is it? It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Good morning. It is the Bob Rose Show, 6:08. Time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And you know, you never have to miss a minute of the show. Just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. So locally, this is homecoming weekend, UF. So roads will be busier, you know, things will just be happening, especially the closer you get to, you know, the downtown and the university area. And don't forget, Friday, homecoming parade. And that's at noon. So basically around 13th Street, University, up along that area. That's going to be blocked off, all right, for a little while anyway. But it's a tradition, as the Gators will be entertaining Mississippi State Bulldogs. That's at 4:15 on Saturday. And it looks like we're going to have awesome weather. Not to brag, but I had the boat out yesterday. Yes, Muffy bringing the boat around. Now, on Lake Santa Fe, it was gorgeous. We just went out with a couple friends, just kind of cruise around, relaxed, and it was nice. You know, there's something special about getting your workday in and being able to, you know, cruise out on the lake. It's a beautiful thing. And as much as I paid to repair that boat, I'm going to use the heck out of it. All right. Enough about me. Yeah, we've got some a big local story. Stabbing at Santa Fe High School. Don't worry. Everybody's fine. But that's kind of a bit shocking. So we'll get into that in a little bit. And this Zohran Mamdani, the guy that's running for mayor in New York, I mean, this guy, he's basically a communist, and his family, they've got very deep ties with the Qatar royal family. Very deep ties. Again, every time you learn something new about this guy is another shake your head kind of moment. And yet he continues to lead in the polls. And I'm not alone. A lot of people don't understand this. Here we go. Let's see. Westchester real estate agents Heather Harrison, Zach Harrison say concerns over the election, taxes, and security are driving New Yorkers out of the city. Yeah, there is. They think that if this guy comes in as mayor, there is going to be big movement for people that are going to leave the city. not necessarily, you know, move to Florida or Texas or anything, but just get out of the city, move out into the suburbs. This might be enough to push, well, even more people out. New York City's leading candidate, Zohran Mamdani, raised nearly $13,000 from donors with addresses outside the United States. Oh, no, no, no. That is not allowed. Yep. And as of October 3rd, at least 170 of the nearly 54,000 contributions to the Mamdani campaign may violate campaign finance rules, as only U.S. citizens or permanent legal residents are permitted to contribute to American political campaigns. Candidates are expected to return illegal donations. No penalty, though? Shouldn't there be a penalty? Oh, I didn't know any better. Well, ignorance of the law is not an excuse to violate the law. How many times have you been told that? Well, I didn't see a speed limit sign. Well, I can tell you there's no speed limits 85 around here. Oh, yes, officer. As of Tuesday, records reveal that 91 of the foreign donations have been refunded. Wow. And another review revealed that Mamdani's mother-in-law in Dubai donated $500 in January, but her donation was refunded 4 days later. Who else is having a little issue with donations? Well, I mentioned yesterday that the Democrat campaign for governor of New Jersey, Mikey Sherrill, apparently she was getting money that's coming from a person who has very strong ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Huh. And then she is claiming her opponent, Jack Cittarelli, is complicit with opioid companies in the deaths of tens of thousands of New Jerseyans. Basically, yeah, blaming him for their deaths. Tens of thousands of dollars. Apparently, Mikey Sherrill took from companies linked to the opioid crisis. And hammers her Republican opponent over his alleged connection to the same crisis. Wait a second here. Sherrill spoke during a press conference on the Golden State's opioid epidemic on Monday, accusing Cittarelli of looking at ways to help people get access to the drugs that were killing them through his ties to pharmaceutical-backed training programs. So you heard it. Jack made millions. The opioid companies made billions, and thousands of New Jerseyans were dying. However, this attack might come back to haunt her campaign. Her congressional campaigns received three $1,000 donations from Amerisource Bergen Political Action Committee in 2018, 2019, and 2022. So, her campaign also received $4,500 from Teva Pharmaceuticals PAC. $1,000 from another pharmaceutical company. $17,000 from Johnson & Johnson. Huh. In fact, Fox News, reviewing some of the records, the campaign finance records, found at least $25,500 in donations going from companies tied to the opioid crisis to Sherrill's campaign. So I guess the lesson here is, you know, if you're going to start slinging mud, you better make sure that you're wearing something that can deflect the mud that's going to come back on you. The same issue. Pointing the finger in such a way and then also being on the receiving end of donations related to pharmaceuticals. So, yep, campaigns and finance can become tricky things, especially when it becomes public that you are not playing by the rules. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:16. We're going to make it an awesome, happy hump day, Trump day. And the media, now they're freaking out over AI after they told us it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Details coming News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Good morning. It is the Bob Rose Show. 6:21, your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Well, some of your top stories. Government shutdown, is it? Yep. Day 15 still shut down. No real end in sight anytime in the short term. It doesn't look like it. I'll have to check and see when the Senate, when they meet again, but yesterday wasn't fruitful at all. So I could see this pattern continuing for some time. But again, it's only guessing. Hopefully they'll be able to settle this, and Chuck Schumer will get his head screwed on straight, which I don't know, I was asking for quite a bit. Hey, do you remember a story, you know, right in our backyard out of Ocala? You had two neighbors apparently, you know, involved some kind of dispute. And the one neighbor comes over and, like, bangs on her door. And this woman shoots her right through the door. Do you remember that? Well, a new documentary that examines the circumstances that preceded the fatal shooting of A.J. Owens by her neighbor, Susan Lawrence. And this happened in 2023. Well, it's going to be on Netflix. Friday, they're going to release this. Directed by Gita Gambhir, a documentarian created several films related to social justice issues. The film was acquired by Netflix earlier this year after winning the directing award for U.S. documentary at Sundance. And it focuses on the relationship between the late Owens and Lawrence, including recorded calls to 911, law enforcement visits with neighbors and Lawrence, and the interactions between Lawrence and the children in the neighborhood. It also features multiple video recordings from the body-worn cameras of Marion County Sheriff's Office deputies for months leading up to the fatal shooting that claimed Owens' life. In addition to its selection at Sundance, the film was also selected to appear in at least 8 other well-known film festivals across the country. You know, Netflix, generally, they do a great job on these documentaries from the perspective of being entertaining and very interesting. How accurate, I can't necessarily speak to that. But I think this one, at the very least, will be very interesting, especially since, you know, it's local. It's a tragic story, no matter how you slice it and dice it. Absolute tragedy. I said it when it occurred. So it'll be interesting to see you know, how Netflix lays this whole thing out. Not Netflix. I mean, they're bringing it to their format, but they didn't actually, you know, they didn't produce it. But this is, I think there's going to be some talk at the very least. There'll be some buzz about this locally. Yeah. Oh, speaking of buzz, a cannabis company has opened a new marijuana cultivation facility at a property in Northeast Ocala. Wow. It was acquired and redeveloped for tens of millions of dollars over the past year, enabling the organization to now cultivate and ship marijuana throughout the state of Florida. Who'd have thought it? Little old Ocala back in the day, you know? And now growing weed, cultivating it, totally legally. AYR, well, wait a second. When I say that totally legally, actually it's not. Actually, you know, it's still on the books. It's a federal law, a violation, but it's not enforced at the state level. But AYR Wellness has opened its first indoor cultivation facility in Ocala. They put a press release out yesterday. 97,580 square foot building. Should I give you the address? Just follow your nose, Toucan Sam. That's Northeast 33rd Street in Ocala, northeast of Vanguard High School's Booster Stadium. Can you imagine that? Hey, we're doing some employee recruiting. Can we come on the high school and wow. The structure features approximately 50,000 square feet of grow canopy. Company reports a facility employs around 100 team members across cultivation, technical, and operational roles. According to AYR, the new cultivation facility in Ocala will allow the company to offer delivery services to patients across the strait. Dude, I want to order. Yeah, I know. I'm making fun. Hey, for people, if your choices because of pain management are opioids or the weed, yeah, I think the weed is a better option. Other than that, I don't know. I saw the statistics not too long ago where the weed had been involved in, I think, 42% of fatal car accidents. 42%. I know that's a very high statistic. So anyway, got to keep an eye on that. There's a lot going on today. I'm going to try to cover it all. I've got 3.5 hours to do it. President Trump mocks George Stephanopoulos. It's pretty funny. Remember, he's the one that pulled the cord when he was doing an interview with J.D. Vance. We'll get into that and a whole lot more. Hey, listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show, and we've got a lot to talk about. Can we handle something heavy this early? Yeah, let's get into it a little bit. You know, we've been sold this AI is going to be great. It's the answer to everything. There have been some warnings along the way. I don't think really enough. But, I mean, the cat's out of the bag. Or, you know, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, so to speak, however you want to articulate that. But we're already going down that path. So the New York Times basically warns the AI prompt that could end the world. And, you know, it's a headline and they want to get attention. But there are researchers, including one from the University of Montreal, that is very concerned about what could happen. Specifically, one of the issues is that AI would engineer a lethal pathogen, something like a super coronavirus, to eliminate humanity. That's a frightening thought. And it could take place. And it could be prompted. I mean, think about it. Who was playing with COVID, like, to begin with? Between the Chinese and some of our researchers? So anybody that is still playing this game of biological warfare, and there's several players that are, even though it's not allowed, quote-unquote, think about it. A supercomputer could probably come up with something fairly quickly that could hurt a lot of people. Now, if the idea AI wants to eliminate humans, I'm not sure why that would be. Now, could they see as humans as a threat to the planet? But, I mean, still, you have some programming input, although it's going to take all this information, right, that's been stored for years about, yeah, how people are wrecking the planet. So AI says, okay, well, I can fix that. I can get rid of people. And then I thought, well, if they get rid of people, how will power be produced to run AI? And if you say, oh, well, if it's, you know, if anything's computerized and hooked up to a computer, they could probably breach it very quickly and take over. AI could take over. All right, so you take over a power-producing company. How are you going to dig the coal out of the ground? There's still the human element involved at some point, and AI would know that. They would figure that out. So I think some of these... Now, can AI be used for very bad things? Yes. But I think the idea that AI itself is going to make attempts to eliminate humans, I don't know that that could actually become a reality. But then again, that's the whole thing about AI, is the unknown. But it is interesting. AI, it's so awesome. It's so great. And now the media, at least some factions, some parts of it, are now freaking out about it. Yeah, I don't know. Depending, how do you control this kind of an entity, this self-learning entity? I mean, based on what I've seen so far, I'm not afraid of it at all, because it's not all that great in my experience. Not all that great. Oh, it can write your papers for you in school and all that? Yeah. People have been busted already using AI. It's a long way from being perfect in almost every way it's been used, or they're attempting to use it. But should we have a lot of concern over it? Yes. But I think if something bad happens, it won't be AI self-generated. It'll be bad players pushing AI in a bad direction. I think that's what's going to happen there. It is 6:43 on the Bob Rose Show. It is a happy hump day, Trump Day. It is homecoming weekend, University of Florida. It's going to be busy around town. And also, don't forget, the parade Friday at noon, the homecoming parade, as everybody welcomes Mississippi State to town. Saturday game, 4:15. So J.D. Vance got cut off in an interview he was having with George Stephanopoulos, because Stephanopoulos wanted to go back and dredge up something about Tom Homan. And did he take, you know, money from undercover FBI agents? Well, yeah, he did. The way he asked the question, was he caught video, you know, is he on videotape taking money from undercover agents? Like, Stephanopoulos, you know exactly what happened. You know that the Justice Department dropped the case because they didn't find anything about it illegal, because Homan couldn't promise to deliver, on these so-called contracts, right? Because he wasn't even working in the government at the time. So all he wanted to do was just, you know, smear Homan, because remember, the left of center folks, including Stephanopoulos, They just think ICE is awful, and they think that, you know, illegal aliens should be protected. So, yeah. So what you do is you assassinate the character of the guy who's leading the charge, Tom Homan. Well, President Donald Trump condemns ABC News host George Stephanopoulos' treatment of J.D. Vance during an interview. He blasted ABC and their host, George G-Boy, as I like to call him, during a Tuesday meeting with the Argentinian president. We'll take a couple of questions from the news. I'm sure they'll be incredibly non-hostile and friendly, like J.D. went through a very friendly interview with George Slopidopoulos, he called him. And was there a little sarcasm in there? You bet. Making fun of Stephanopoulos' name, Trump went on to reference the ABC lawsuit, joking, he was nice enough to pay me $16 million the last time we came. He had to pay $16 million to me, which is good. It was worth it. It was worth having somebody lie. If you get $16 million, that's good. And he said J.D. had a very nasty person interviewing him, and we can't let that happen. It was just inappropriate to cut off a highly respected vice president of the United States mid-sentence. So, yeah, Trump let Stephanopoulos have it, and reminding him, you know, he can hit where it hurts, because Stephanopoulos and ABC did pay up. It is 6:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Lots of local things going on, both from news perspective and things to do. We'll touch on some of that coming up during this happy Hump Day Trump Day on 97.3 The Sky. Come on, Johnny boy. Clean up that language. We don't talk that way around here. We're good God-fearing people. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. It is 6:51 right now, 9 minutes until 7 o'clock. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. We'll have a little conversation with her while the government is still shut down day 15 for those that are keeping track. Joining me right now on the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skyline, we've got Birdie on the line. Good morning, Birdie.
Good morning. And it's a great night to be an American. God bless you. I'm not really agreeing with the United States giving Argentina $20 billion of our tax hard earn tax money to Argentina. Why are we bailing Argentina out? Why?
Well, there's a lot of reasons why. First of all, we've had some center-right leadership in South America that we didn't do anything with. We didn't work on any kind of economic development, and a lot of those then ended up being socialist countries. So it is better maybe for us to have a level of influence, and we have such a great relationship with the current Argentinian president. So we can do things that are, mutually beneficial in that part of the world. And remember, there's a lot of Russian and Chinese influence in South America right now. So it is one way to kind of thwart that, if you will. Is that a great idea? Is it a great policy? I mean, that can be argued, but it could also be looked at as an investment in the future and building up, a good ally in South America. We don't want another Venezuela. Certainly, that doesn't bode well for anybody. So that's, I believe, what some of the reasoning is behind it. But yeah, I mean, when you're already $37 trillion or whatever we are in debt, it is hard to justify any expenses that aren't absolutely necessary. But from a geostrategic standpoint, it actually could make a lot of sense, right? Border Patrol, Chicago, getting rammed. Their car's getting rammed by two illegal immigrants. They were taken into custody Tuesday. They crashed their vehicle into a Border Patrol vehicle in Chicago during an ICE operation, and that led to a clash with protesters. It's almost like they're setting these things up. Ram the cars. The crowd's kind of up here. Yeah. Don't tell me there's no organization to these folks. There absolutely is. And Luis Gerardo Perella Ramirez, Yonder Enrique Tenifi Perez, both from Venezuela, detained on Tuesday, allegedly ramming a Border Patrol vehicle and attempting to flee the scene, according to a senior DHS source. This morning, while conducting an ICE operation in Chicago, a vehicle driven by an illegal alien rammed Border Patrol vehicle and attempted to flee the scene. So if you're, you know, the mayor of Chicago, if you're the governor of Illinois, Pritzker, this shows you the volatility and the recklessness of some of these folks here that are here illegally could kill or maim an ICE agent. And they don't see, they don't understand the danger in that. You know what their theory is, their philosophy. Well, you know, if you never come here and, you know, shake things up, then they'll be just fine. No, if you have that criminal mindset, it's just a matter of, are you going to do something nasty to ICE? And when they're not around, you think they're not going to be nasty? You think they're not going to be thieving, raping, robbing? Come on. These people live in some other kind of sphere, and I don't know. It's not planet Earth, that's for sure. So we got that going on. Also, kid-friendly spooky stories at Fort King this weekend. So bring the kids to Fort King for Stories Under the Stars, Phantoms in the Fort. This is this Saturday from 5 to 10. The kids will have activities 5 to 7, fun tales at 7 p.m., and then spookier, scarier stories at 8 and 9 o'clock. So enjoy, kids. Very scary. We've got a lot more coming up next. 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.